Our feature, OK, I Want to Know, is a chance for you to ask that seemingly unanswerable question. This week, we start in Avondale and dig into a story that shapes the entire region. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. Elizabeth Fugate of Mount Washington noticed a little building on Rockdale near Victory Parkway on her way to work. It's a stone building with wooden shingles, a boarded-up front door, and two little boarded-up doors off to either side of that, and a little garage door in the back.
It reminds me of the architecture from like Eden Park or the zoo. And so I was wondering if it kind of came about during that time and stuff has been lost as the city's been built up around it.
It's the Victory Parkway Shelter, and it belongs to Cincinnati Parks, according to spokesman Rocky Mers. He says it was built as a comfort station,
which nowadays we call restrooms. The architect's name was Charles Solarius. He was the supervising architect for the community of Marymount and also designed Woodward High School and has a lot of other buildings in the area. So we were happy to have his imprint put on the building.
Mers says the shelter was built as a WPA project. That stands for Works Progress Administration, and it was one component of the 1930s plan to get the country out of the Great Depression. Gray Brecken is the founder and project scholar of the Living New Deal Project at UC Berkeley. It's an effort to document and interpret the public works legacy of President Franklin Roosevelt. Brecken says the WPA started in 1935 and was designed to put millions of Americans to work.
Doing everything from laying sewers to composing and performing symphonies to painting murals and sculpting sculptures. Building roads. They built an awful lot of roads.
Locally, the WPA built Columbia Parkway and the Indian Creek Sewage Treatment Plant, post offices in Covington and Fort Thomas, and Dixie Heights High School, among others.
We've only scratched the surface on Cincinnati. There's a great deal. For example, we don't have the Cincinnati Zoo. The zoo, like almost all the zoos in the United States, was largely a product of the WPA.
Brecken says New Deal programs like the WPA built much of the infrastructure that catapulted the U.S. into the 20th century. He says functionality was only part of it.
When I looked at that park shelter, I was really impressed by how beautiful it is. It's not like the kind of, you know, porta potties that we have now, let alone, you know, some of our more utilitarian park shelters. They went to a lot of work to make that a beautiful piece of rock work, of stone masonry. And that's not accidental.
He says the New Deal programs were about giving people jobs so they could afford to eat, but was also about feeding their souls.
Through the Federal Music Project, millions of Americans got to hear music performed, live music, which they never heard before. Through the Federal Theater Project, millions of Americans saw theater for the first time. By the Federal Writers Project, they got those wonderful WPA guides to the states and cities of the United States.
The WPA created murals at Lunken Airport and for schools. Brecken says while the work of the WPA lasts, the memory of the program is fading.
We all use it all the time. It's indispensable, and much of it is very beautiful, and yet we don't see it.
Brecken says opponents of the New Deal, including people like William Randolph Hearst, did what they could to erase FDR's accomplishments. Rocky Mers says Cincinnati Parks tries to preserve its WPA buildings whenever possible.
And actually, we've just worked with a consultant that's helping us go through our backlog of maintenance needs, and we're putting a plan together on how we can address them going forward.
The Victory Parkway shelter is still in use, but not as a restroom. Mers says parks employees use it every day. If you have a question and no one else can help, ask OK, I Want to Know. Submit your query at WVXU.org. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.